This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jason Hamill and the Royals look to continue their strong play as they take on the Red Sox Monday, and Eric Hosmer provides some support in the third.
Center.
And you got a left-hand batter waiting on deck, so there's a good chance this could be Hamill's last guy. Not running, and he does strike him out.
Nice job. Hamill taking some advice from Butera, saying, let's finish it off just in time to get some runs for me.
This is his inning. There's nobody warming up in the Sox bullpen.
Fastball around the middle.
Line to center field, but Jackie Bradley Jr. is out there, and he dives, and he misses it. Drew Butera is into third base with one out. Heck yeah, with that hair flip. That is a base hit in the left field. So he got the ground ball with the infield in. But Merrifield gets it in between Sandoval and Bogarts, and the Royals have the lead. The Butera triple turns into the go-ahead run.
Heck of an at-bat.
On the ground to third, Cuthbert throwing off balance. In time!
What a cap tipper this was. Oh, man. Change-up worked if you got a defender like that.
Mike Minor gets the out he needed thanks to Chesler Cuthbert. The Royals win 4-2. The Royals now find themselves just one game under 500 at 34-35 for the year. Here's the manager, Ned Yost.
Just seven strong innings. You know, Ella mislocated a slider to Bradley that he had out of the park, but besides that, I mean, he was fantastic. Since him and Dave made that little mechanical tweak, I mean, he's really been on a roll. And you know, we were thinking long and hard if we didn't score, sending him back out in the eighth, because he's done such a great job of managing his pitch count and, making quality pitches. Haas hit a bomb. I mean, that's a long way to center field where he hit it and, to give us the lead at that point. But, Drew battling, to get the triple there, especially in the seventh. And then Witt with a phenomenal at bat, just a grind at bat where he was just bound and determined to find a way to put the ball in play and, kept fouling the ball off down the right field line, staying on it, and then found a way to, squeak it through the left side of the infield. We brought Minor in that spot because it was pretty good lefty matchup and he was hot. Him and Moylan got up, in the seventh. Bogarts had really good at-bats against Hamill all night long, but, in that situation there in the seventh, we're going to let him go. He's, throwing the ball really, really well and threw some great sliders to strike him out. But we like that bottom part of the order right there, with the lefty matchup and had Jack ready for the top of the order in case we got there. My level of confidence wasn't that he was going to find a way to punch something through. It was that he was going to find a way to put the ball in play and score the run via sacrifice fly or, whatever it took. I felt real strong about it, and we tried to increase our speed there with Torres at third when we pinch ran to, give us the opportunity to give it a shot on a shallower fly ball. But I just felt really good he was going to get it done.
And Lorenzo's hit, too. I mean, that changes the complexion of the game a little bit.
No doubt. Anytime you take a two-run lead going into the eighth inning, with the bullpen that we had fully rested, we had Soria, we had Minor, we had everybody in good shape and Kel, so we felt pretty good about our chances at that point.
Jason Hamill's final line on Monday, 7 frames, 2 earned runs on 7 hits with no walks and 4 Ks. He's 4-6 on the year.
That's about as good a lineup you're going to run into. And they put up a pretty good fight. They were more aggressive than I expected, actually, so that did help out with the pitch count getting deep. But, you know, to keep them to 6 singles and a homer, you know, I felt pretty good about it. Drew had a really good game plan. We talked about it for the game, and it more or less just came down to execution, and, you know, we were able to do that.
I feel like maybe just one pitch you'd like back out of all that? I mean, that's going to be pretty good.
Honestly, yeah, it was a slider that Bradley got a hold of, and that was about it. The 7th inning, my slider showed up. I basically tried to find it. I had no command. It was more of a cutter, very lateral movement, and I kind of just had to navigate with that, and then a good changeup and fastball command, or a curveball and fastball command. So, you know, to hold them to 2 and not feel that great, you know, was an accomplishment for sure. And, you know, we get the timely hits tonight. Obviously, Drew with the triple and Haas with the big one to get us up early, and I gave it right back as usual. You know, overall, outstanding game.
How about Bradley through that 6th inning, though, too, when, you know, it's a tie game and you got two guys on, one out. You've got to really bear down there.
Yeah. You just got to continue to trust your stuff and use the fielders behind you and just continue to make pitches. First and foremost, with these guys, you got to keep the ball down. If you're going to make misses, make sure it's down, and you can get by with that. So, another amazing come through hit for Witt. I mean, the guy's definitely proven his worth. Big help. So, you know, hats off to him. He was a hero.
The Royals will look to make it 2 wins in a row over the Red Sox on Tuesday when Matt Straw makes the start against Chris Sale.